Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into today's episode of the Top Cut Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast. My name is Sonny, and I'm here with my co-hosts, Giant Skyhawk and Trishula TTV. How are you guys doing?
You didn't have a winged beast for me today? Come on, man.
No, I had a busy day.
Just restart the podcast.
Oh, that's okay.
Honestly.
We're
good. I got it. I'll call myself. It's a ready fusion target. I'm a punished eagle today. We'll do that.
Punished eagle.
Yep.
I was thinking Crossvulgar, the desperate doom eagle, and I was like, we already did that one.
Already done Crossvulgar. We need a random dragon for Trish.
That was my question. Are we doing dragons for Trish, or are we doing synchros,
ice
or
barriers.
What are we doing? Because...
No, I got it. Trish is cracking dragon today. How's that?
What is Cracking Dragon?
It's a Vrain's anime card. Let me look it up real quick.
Oh.
Cracking Dragon.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's not good. It's a big guy. I think one of the Vrain's bosses has it. Can't be destroyed by battle with a monster of equal or lower level. It's like a level 8. So it's not even actually. I've made a mistake. This card's not a dragon. It's a machine, but it's called Cracking Dragon. So.
All right, today you're Galaxy Eyes Afterglow Dragon.
That
cannot
works.
Be destroyed, which you cannot destroy. Is okay. A segue to our sponsors. So, of course. Did you like that?
That was good.
Did you like that?
That was well done. That was well done. Yep.
I could just be Linus Tech Tips. I could do that.
That's good. I'm in.
All right. So, of course, we want to thank all of our wonderful sponsors. So, of course, a huge thank you to GM Accessories as well as Tier Zero Games. Also want to thank Grimoire TCG. And, of course, we want to thank Dragon Shield. We have affiliate links with discount codes for each of those down below. I think GM Accessories is 10%, and then Dragon Shield, Grimoire, and Tier Zero are 5% off with our discount code. And I checked on the Tier Zero website today. They do still have a huge stock of Valiant Smashers cards, and as well as all the back stock that they had on sale a while back. They still have like most things on their site 20% off. And when you couple that with our 5% and extra, I mean, you get to some big cards like Starlight Opelousa and the high-end stuff, and it really compounds. Worth looking into.
I was thinking about, they have a Starlight Portuguese Garrigan of the Evil Eye. I was thinking about that.
But, they probably do, because maybe. They have Starlights in most languages of all the Starlights. So if you're interested in that, please be sure to check them out. Of course, also, we want to be sure to get you to check out our TCG affiliate link, as well as our Patreon and our Discord server, which now I think are all three of us in the Discord server now.
I think I joined it.
All right, cool. We're working on it.
I will neither confirm or deny.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I don't think you joined Trish, but that's okay because hey, listen.
Wait, hold on.
No, Trish.
No, I joined.
No. You can't.
Usually, when you join, I get a little thing in the welcome chat, and I didn't get that.
I'm literally looking at the Discord right now.
Yeah, Sonny. I hate to say it. I hate to say it, Sonny. I think you got owned.
All right, well, go ahead and
I'll even at you. Sonny.
It's not going to do anything because
I am not in the Discord.
My Discord, so.
I'm not.
Can I get a link?
Trishula is typing.
Oh, no.
Can I get a link?
The point is, you can join our Discord where we have everyone in there. We have all the homies. Trisha, I believe you've also been asked a question about what is the best rarity of Striker Dragon.
Actually, why don't we ask him? Yeah. Ooh. What's the correct rarity?
You appeared at 10:30 p.m. Okay, yeah, you've been in here, huh? Huh?
Yes.
I don't know what the
very important question. I've been playing with the new quarter century rare. But traditionally, I was playing with just an original Ultra. I really like just playing with original printings of cards usually. So even when like upgraded rarities come out for cards, a lot of times I'll just play with the original rarity because I just already have it, and it's just like I like it.
Okay, well there you go.
I feel that.
Question solved.
I've been writing out the same super rare copies of Ash from like Shadows and Valhalla for like 5 years. So
yep.
That's not original print, but I feel like it's like you get your playset and it's like, I don't need another one. I can just use this.
Yeah.
Until like a rarity comes out that you really like and you end up with like seven different playsets of the same card. It's like, why do I have all these?
Skyhawk, having seven playsets of the same card all in different rarities. Why? I never.
You do not want to know the number of copies of Fossil Dig that are in my possession.
How many are those?
Well, so they recently expanded by 21. Because I got a playset of every rarity from the rarity collection. And that is just scratching the surface. Because you see, there's the ultra rare printing that we got. There's the super rare from the OTS pack. There's probably 10 or 11 different sets of commons from different structure decks and different sets. And then there's also the blue rares, the Duelist League ones. So there's like blue, red, purple, green. And then there's a couple of regular rare prints from there's the Wild Survivors rare and a couple different ones, and then there's the collector's rares from Wild Survivors. So all in all, I don't even know what the number is. I have all of the Fossil Digs.
Every Fossil Dig ever printed. Speaking of the rarity collection, by the way, can I get your guys' opinion on something?
I'm in. Let's hear it.
Sure.
What is your opinion on the new platinum rare?
Oh, the plat secrets.
Yeah, the new platinums. Yeah.
Okay. This is not going to show up very well on camera, but I pulled a bunch from my two boxes.
I like them a lot.
I really like them. I wish they were maybe like, I wish they did a little bit more. Because the idea with like the old plat secrets, right, the tin ones, is that they were absolutely insane. Yep. Kind of like the Starlights. I think it was like, it's like
something like that.
Bujinte Susanoo. Odd Eyes Pendulum,
no.
Dingus, Dark Rebellion Xyz Dragon.
I think there was Effect Failure too.
The
Platinum. I'm thinking Platinum Secrets.
We're talking about like the OG Platinums right now.
Oh, so
okay.
The ones that came in the Noble Knight set.
Yep.
I love those. I love Forbidden Lance in that rarity. I love Valor in that rarity.
I actually also like that rarity. I don't like the Platinum Secret Rares, but I like the Platinum Rares.
No. I really like the Platinum Secret Rares out of the Rarity Collection. Because, like, I really like the...
No, the ones out of the Rarity Collection, yes. I'm talking about the... specifically the Bujin card and the...
Dark Rebellion Xyz Dragon?
No, it's not Dark Rebellion Xyz. It's, it's Tiger King. Brotherhood of the Fire Fist Tiger King.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive it's Brotherhood of the Fire Fist Tiger King, and It might be. I think it is the Bujin card, but I think those are the only two. I don't think it's the Odd Eyes card.
I really like the.
No,
the...
Odd Eyes is definitely a plot.
It was definitely a plot secret from yeah, the, from it, 100% the tins. Was
it. And there's three of them.
Yeah, there's like yeah. there's three or four. It was like one year of wave of tins. I think had it as a promo slot.
Yeah, it's actually the first card that if you Google old Platinum Yu-Gi-Oh, it's literally the first card that pops up.
So this is not going to show up well on my camera at all, but the effect on the name might show up decently well. I really like the plat secret. I love like
just not doing it.
I love the shattered kind of like the they describe it as the shattered glass thing on the name. It's kind of cool. The my one gripe with quarter centuries is that there are some cards where it's impossible to read the name. Like Rainbow Dragon. It's like, yeah, I don't know what card this is, aside from the art. But I love that the border of the effect text has like a different color foil. And I love that there's like a strong border around the card art too. I wish they had maybe done something a little bit extra, like I don't know, maybe make the levels pop. Like it's like because it's supposed to be minimal, which is what I get. They could have made maybe like a little tiny bit more flair, but I like that it's just very like simple but subtle. I don't know, maybe that's just me. What do you think, Trish? What's your rarity collection thought process?
All right, this is my hot take. This is why I asked you.
I'm in.
I hate the plat secrets. Like I absolutely
you can
despise
send me all
them.
Of yours. Don't worry, you can just send them to me.
And the here's the reason why. Here's the reason
heart,
why.
Man. You're wrecking my heart.
They look good. That's the problem with them. So when I heard that there was going to be Platinum and Legacy in the Rarity Collection, I was thinking that they were finally bringing back this. I don't know if you guys can see my screen on the stream, but I wanted them to bring back the old Platinums.
Oh,
the ugliest rarity we've ever had.
I
the not old going Platinums on stream. Are
The old Platinums were so ugly.
No.
And it was so wonderful, and I miss that. We need more ugly rarities.
I agree. That's...
It's not on your stream. Is it supposed to be on your stream?
Yes, it is.
These are the Noble Knight set ones that you're talking about. Like you can get Compulse in this rarity, I think.
That Madrawt looks so bad, by the way.
No, they're so good. Ugly. I love those.
They're really good. I like Effect Veiler. So I like ugly. All of the spell cards. I think all of the spell cards look really good. I hate the way a lot of these monsters look because the actual monster box, like that tan color of monster, looks
it just
so
looks so bad.
Nah, man, I love. I'm
so bad. It's
washed.
I think,
but that's the whole thing. Is that I love that. I love. How
I like
awful
the Platinum Secret Rares more than I like this. I would have been fine with like the Brother of the Fire Fist Tiger King. I would have been fine with that.
Starlight 3.
Starlight 3.
Now I
like the proto Starlights.
Yes, exactly. I may be an outlier with card rarities, right? I really like
you're an animal, dude.
I love the old gold rares. I know a lot of people really don't like them. Like the premium gold, like the Return of the Bling ones. The BA monsters look really good in that rarity. The gold Dante is awesome. I love Rekindling.
Yeah.
Do
people not like those?
I feel like a lot of people
golds, right?
I think the only golds I don't like are like the movie pack golds. I feel like those cards are not great.
Yeah, those ones weren't great.
The weird like cubic gold prints are not fun.
I like as far as the gold secrets, I really like the ones that are around the time of like Dinotherium and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's
those
true.
Are really old ones, like the really old ones.
Like the ones where you used to be able to get like ghost rares out of that set.
No, it's like gold. No, that's gold ghost. I'm
like,
talking about the gold secret.
Like haunted
rares.
Mine. Weird.
Yeah, wait, haunted mine.
Yeah,
we're in different universes.
I'm thinking about like the ones that I remember being like really, really nice. Were like you could get like Dark Arm Dragon and like Jinzo out of the gold. So.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I have a Sangan from that's that set. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like those ones are really, really pretty, and they kind of brought that back with like the gold commons or like gold base rares. Because I have a whole Prank Kids deck in like gold rare, like gold like vanilla rare, and those cards are so pretty. So pretty.
I do like those. Alright. Not to derail us from the actually speaking of rarities, there's one platinum rarity that we have yet to talk about. And that is the platinum rare Dark Magician that Konami is desperately trying to sell people. So for those who are
speaking, yeah, speaking of planet,
how's that for a segue, Sonny? Speaking of,
it'll be better once you segue us back after I show off exactly what I mean, because like this Pero Cerberus is that's goated. That's a goated gold rare right there.
Oh, Pero does look pretty good actually. I'm in on that.
Yeah.
See, the old gold secret rares look great. This is what from what Return of the Bling.
Wait. Did they delete the tweet? Did they delete it?
No.
Oh no, wait, it might only be on the EU. Okay, never mind. My bad. It's only on the EU. It's only on the EU one. Okay. Never mind.
No,
crisis averted.
Give up. It's funnier.
It's not funny. So for those who are unaware, for the last like 3-4 months almost, so Konami announced they made 1,000 of these, and they're like, it's super limited, and the Blue Eyes one sold out pretty quickly, so I think they thought that this was going to do well, but they jacked up the price another like $400, and so nobody's been buying.
I just found
them.
My new favorite Edison card that I'm going to be playing all the time.
So they posted today, Duelists, we're giving you a chance to win a copy of the highly coveted Platinum Dark Magician. So now they are giving one away, and then underneath of that tweet, it says, for a limited time, you can still purchase your own copy of the Platinum Dark Magician. Hurry, sales close soon. So it's not hurry, they're almost going to sell out. It's hurry, sales close soon. So they're closing sales.
Yeah, they should have done hurry before they're all gone. That would have been a way better.
They're closing sales on this thing before it sells out because it's been doing so bad.
Well, I'm very curious. I heard a rumor that they've only sold like 50 of these.
It would not surprise me because I haven't seen very many of them go up for resale. Apparently somebody posted this in one of the Facebook groups and they got like laughed out of the room.
Really?
Somebody posted it on one of like the sales posts and everyone was like, hell no.
Yikes. That's really weird though, because the Blue Eyes one like sold out.
Yep, it did really well. I think
the difference is it's Blue Eyes.
Maybe
it's Cosmo Town looks amazing as Gold Secret. I've gotten distracted in my alternate rarity
anyway
box.
They are being deservedly dunked on in the quote retweets for making this $300 more than the Blue Eyes. So nobody is buying it. And
wait, it's 300 more?
Yes, it's significantly more expensive than the Blue Eyes was. There's no way that inflation makes this $300 more. I refuse to believe that.
But there's a different one where they did like a they said it was like what did they say? It was like $25 and it was like,
yes,
platinum coated or something.
So you can get there's like silver and gold ones. I saw them at YCS London, but they're on like the official merch site, and they're kind of metal, almost like mini like plaques, like tablets of cards. There's like it, and it's all the DM stuff, right? It's like Time Wizard, Sangan, Summon Skull, Red Eyes. There's some cool stuff, and it's significantly cheaper. So if you really want like.
Also available on tierzero.com.
Oh, so you can get those on sale. Sunny.
And they're 20% off.
Sunny shilling as always. All right.
That code is not going to use itself.
Regrettably.
You want to know what I'm excited about though? Like,
I'm you listening. Get a third of that cut.
I do? All right, but now, okay, there's two things that I'm excited about.
True.
You guys are getting paid? What?
I was under the assumption that Sonny told you that. Okay.
I did.
I probably forgot. But what I was going to say is that
hour and a half conversation.
Probably. I don't think that we've had an announcement for it for North America yet, but I think OCG is doing the full art, like high res, like poster versions of cards, which I thought was really cool. And like the very first one they revealed was Trish.
Yep. I was going to say,
really?
Yep. Trishula. Yeah. We saw two of them like at the time around Worlds. It was, I think it was Lady Labyrinth. And then it was Eldritch, the Golden Lord, the alternate art. Yep. Which ended up being the release celebration mat, which is also awesome. And sadly, I was not able to go to one and get the mat. But there's a couple of other cards they made a post a little while back. I really hope we get those. That would be Like, yeah. I feel like we never get the cool merch.
Really dope.
The OCG gets all the cool
stuff. I'm, like, so tempted to, like, message one of my friends over in, like, OCG and be like, can you please get this for me? Like, hey. I feel obligated to get the Trish poster.
I have a moderator in my Discord server that's, like, about to be in Japan for the next 2 years, if you want that. Yeah, he's moving to Japan for 2 years.
Yeah, actually, let me know about that, because I feel like
you're now in the mod chat in the Discord server, so you can just...
Oh.
Yeah.
That's, let me
find the audit log of me joining the Discord to screenshot and point and laugh.
Hold on. So anyway, let's talk about anything else. So...
New cards.
When you say... Actually, though, I do want to ask real quick. When you say it's like a poster of the card, do you mean like a regular like paper poster, or is it like our giant cards?
I don't know. I think like this is just my interpretation of it. I think it's like a framed poster.
Yeah.
And then I think you get a copy of the card too, like a special copy of the card.
Yeah.
It's
like, think of it like
that's what I think.
It's like a framed print, I guess, would be the way to put it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but it's like full resolution, because like before all the like postings of like the cards you can get online are people just taking really zoomed in photos of the card, basically, or like scans of it.
Yeah.
So this is like the official like art being released.
High res. Yeah. I got it.
It's super rare that we get like full extended card arts. Just in general, we maybe get them on playmats sometimes, but.
Yep.
Other than that, like I don't know. I've got a copy of Galaxy Eyes Full Armor Photon Dragon. Like, this thing's wings are cut off. It's too... The actual drawing of this thing is too big for the card. Like,
right.
We just get that sometimes. And I wish we got full arts of stuff more often. But
Well, I do think that it is now actually time to move on to our like real content today, which is kind of a cool thing that we finally have some of that. So. Why don't we go ahead and start on the new cards? We will start with Remember the Fun of Childhood with Toys. So,
toys.
We're going to start with Toy Soldier, and then Toy Tank and Toy Box, dibs on Tank.
Okay, I'll do Toy Soldier, I guess. So, full disclosure, I have actually read these cards.
You guys have time to read?
There are some applications for these. But it's going to take a little bit of digging. So first one
that is every card you have ever read. What do you mean?
That's you're not wrong about that. I'm an arbiter of jank, if you will. So this one is Toy Soldier. It's a level 4 light warrior, 1500 attack, 1000 defense. The second and third effect are hard ones. So one, you can set this card from your hand to your spell and trap zone as a spell. So it's an artifact. Two, if the set card in the spell and trap zone is sent to the graveyard, you can special summon it. So not just destroy it if it gets sent, which matters for droplet, I guess, but also it's an artifact. Three, if this card is normal or special summoned, you can add a toy box from your deck to your hand, or if you already control toy box, you can add any level 4 light monster instead. I don't know.
I have a question.
Can y'all think of any good level 4 light monsters? There might be a couple.
Let me go look at the platinum rares.
Let me add honest to my
platinum rare honest to hand.
So notably,
wait, I have a question.
Okay, I'm listening.
If you set this card to your spell and trap zone as a spell, and then activate Forbidden Droplet and send this card as cost, does it go as a monster or as a spell?
A spell.
It would be a spell.
Would it?
Yep.
Okay.
It should.
Yeah, that's why it specifies as a spell.
Yeah, it should.
Is Artifact Scythe the same way, or Artifact, Lancia?
No, because it doesn't specify.
I believe those cards just say you can set them face down in the spell trap zone. Let me pull up Artifact Scythe.
Yeah. So the difference is that this card says as a spell.
The artifacts,
so while it is in the spell trap zone, it is counted as a spell.
The artifacts actually do say as a spell. It's got exactly the same text.
Oh, do they?
Yep. So it looks like...
So if you send Artifact Lancia or Scythe with Droplet, what has happened in the past?
I believe they should count... I'm pretty sure Droplet checks what they are when you send them for cost.
I believe so too.
All right, to Skyhawk, time to make another weird, post in adjudication conflict.
Yeah. I'll make another.
I'll make another
judge post. I had to. Yeah,
that way Dylan can comment again saying, I know who you are.
This is a little bit off topic, you go for it.
Yeah, I guess I'll go for it because it's still kind of on topic. Oh, I think Droplet, the difference is like.
Droplet says original type.
Oh, does it say the original type of the card?
Droplet says original. According to my chat, I haven't fact checked them. This is just a chat, so they could be wrong, but.
Forbidden droplet.
Let's live fact check.
It'd be crazy if it said original. With the same original type. Yep. It says that on the card. So I guess it would count as a monster.
Good chat.
You got me. Sunny information counter has gone up by one.
Live stream chat information counter has gone up one.
True.
Which is even more shocking.
Yeah. Okay. That is Trish and Skyhawk. down one
point. we gotta stop bullying.
Really.
Just don't bully chat.
A little bit off topic, but in the Jank Tank mod chat in MBT's server, we got into a bit of a debate over whether you're allowed to count summons out loud while playing in paper. Turns out the answer is, I don't know, ask your head judge. I posted in the official judge group to get clarification. Most judges agree that it's legal. Some judges said that it's legal, but you have to be consistent about it. And if you're not consistent about it, it's cheating. And then there were two very experienced judges who came in and said that it's not legal at all. So, I don't know. But
the answer is, don't be a douche and you'll probably be fine.
Yeah, the answer is ask your head judge. But anyway, toy soldier. This card
toy
can
tank.
Notable
toy soldier, yeah.
Well, so level 4 lights. A couple of good ones in the game. Fairy Tail Luna, obviously, for control decks. A assault core if you want to do that. Notably, this is another way to get Math Mech Circular that also gets another level 4 on the board. So if Math Mech wants to play 3 toy box and 1 toy soldier, it's another way to get to Circular. But I will leave you.
I liked these cards until you said the word Math Mech Circular.
My apologies to you and Joshua Schmidt, this does give Math Mech more consistency if they really want it.
All right, I want to read the second M&M card.
Okay, read the tank.
All right, toy tank, level 4 light machine effect monster, 1,000 attack, 2,100 defense. You can only use the second and third effect of this card's name each once per turn. You can set this card from your hand to your spell and trap zone as a spell. 2, if this set card in the spell and trap zone is sent to the graveyard, you can special summon it. Okay, so the same thing as soldier.
Yep.
3, you can tribute this card, special summon 1 level 6 or lower monster from your hand, or if you control toy box, you can special summon from your graveyard instead, except toy tank. A level 6 or lower monster from your hand.
Or reborn if you already have the toy box. It's interesting. Yeah. I think it's less good than soldier. It's less generically applicable, but if you're playing like, if you're all in on toy box engine, maybe there's something you can do with this.
So does this go along with like the Grandpa Demetto cards or
no.
like
No. This is So this is actually the manga panel specifically. These are Yugi's cards from the Yu-Gi-Oh! R manga. So if you don't know what the Yu-Gi-Oh! R manga is, it's a spin-off manga series that happens, I think, sometime after Duelist, but before Millennium World. It's like a 7-volume miniseries. Teya gets kidnapped, shocking. And some guy who was like Pegasus's protege comes in and takes over Industrial Illusions, and so Yugi has to like climb up a tower of duelists to beat him. Joey is there and plays a bunch of duels too. We get the Joey and Bandit Key 3 match. Absolutely fun read, go do it. But Yugi has these like toy soldier toy box cards, and so these are us like finally getting some of the TCG ones. We have a few of them, but we didn't have very many. So this is like the engine, I guess, is what we're finally getting here.
Gotcha.
I don't know. Trish, you wanna read us Toy Box if you got the link pulled up?
Yeah, I got you. So Toy Box is the continuous spell. It has 2 main effects, once per turn. You can use one of these effects. That's one of the so I guess to explain. There are two main effects. The first main effect has two effects, and you can pick one of those to use.
Oh my God.
So there are two different once per turn effects. One of them is optionally one of two. It's less confusing than it sounds. So the first effect is once per turn, you can choose one of these two effects. And it's either set to your spell trap zones as spells up to two monsters from your hand, deck, or monster zone, and or graveyard that have toy in their original name and an effect to set themselves in the spell trap zone as a spell. They're being extremely specific with which toy cards can get set.
No, I can't set toy vendor. Oh, come on. No.
Well, you wouldn't be able to either because it's two monsters.
Two monsters. I know. Yeah.
Is like toy box a card? Is that a...
Yeah, you're reading
it. I mean, you're reading it right now. There's Toy Knight is a card that exists.
Toy Knight. But I don't... Yeah, yeah. Specifically so you can't set that one, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's...
It goes with Toy Parade and, like, Grandpa the Meadow and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So there's the only monsters that we have...
specifically can set these two.
Oh, in the OCG, the Frightfurs are called Death Toy.
Yeah. So there is...
Oh, okay.
So there is one card that exists that you can set from this, and that's Toy Magician. But Toy Knight you cannot set. So you're right. They are doing this specifically so you can't set Toy Knight.
Okay.
Do you hear what I said?
Yeah.
In the OCG, the Frightfur cards are called Death Toy.
Yeah, that's because
in the OCG, this makes more sense.
I toy with people until they die at the hands of Cruel Ale, so that's accurate.
There we go.
Saying, anyway, that specificity makes more sense in the OCG.
Let's let Trish finish the card.
It's like another Frog the Jam thing, right? And then the other optional effect is that you can destroy up to two cards in your spell trap zone. So what is sad about this so far is that I can't set toy tank and toy soldier together and then immediately pop them, because I thought that that's what they were going for. You can't do that. You can do one or the other. But the other effect, so where the self synergy kind of comes, is the second effect is once per turn, when an opponent's monster declares an attack, you can send one face down card you control to the graveyard, destroy that opponent's monster. So I think the idea is that you hide a couple toys in the box, and then when you get attacked on the next turn, you can then send the toy from the box to the grave. The toy comes back out, and then it searches Honest.
I think the other thing too is I feel like this effect is a little bit less pulling the toy to search Honest and a lot more like throwing the toy at your opponent to destroy one of their monsters.
I know.
Like you're like an angry kid pulling a toy out of the box, like, I'm not sharing.
literally, but like I don't know like how useful it would be to like search a card with like on your opponent's turn. You know what I mean?
It's
notably this card is a soft once per turn.
That is true. So with this current I mean, this is like a fan translation still, so we don't know for sure yet.
Yeah.
But like that does seem kind of scary if it is just a soft once per turn.
The fan translations are generally very accurate on soft versus hard.
Yeah, they seem pretty accurate.
Yeah.
But you would have to like draw multiple toy box, right? Yeah. Like you'd have to go like double toy box, set tank and tank soldier, and then play the other one, pop the two.
Yeah, we're already asking for a heavy investment. The other way you could do it is you could like bounce the continuous spell and then reactivate it. But that's also maybe harder to do. And it's so sad that you can't use both effects, because like this engine would be crazy if you could, because you would go like, you could find like a not hard once per turn light monster, or you could go get circular toy box, set these, destroy both of them, summon back soldier and tank soldier, add your level 4 light, normal your level 4 light, do your combos, and then in the middle of your combo you could use the toy tank to bring back another piece from your combo and use its effect again or something like that. That would be unironically cracked enough to consider trying to play this as an engine.
Just run Twin Twister and Forbidden Droplet.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a little bit too restrictive. I wanted, I mean, every time I see these things, I'm like, I want to go Sharvara, pop the set Toy Soldier, but that doesn't work because you're going to get locked into Fiends. I don't know.
True, but I mean, that I think that is like a closer, like, good application, right? And maybe that's the idea with Toy Tank, because it does say special summon a level 6 or lower monster, and what level is Sharvara? It's like 6,
it
right?
Is a 6, so maybe.
So maybe there's an idea there as, like, maybe this is a tier support engine.
True.
This is just tier support, and you just get a toy box, set toy tank from deck, mill into the dude, pop it, and it's like, okay, I'll bring back my, what other level 6 do they have? I'll bring back Mally and make Beatrice.
Use the Shiyama, pop the toy tank, bring back Mally. Oh my god.
Yeah, like, no. Maybe that's what this is. Because it can set from the graveyard, too. Toy box can set from the graveyard, so 3 toy box, 1 toy tank, maybe in a Tarolament deck.
God.
Would you like me to tell you what this is actually support for?
You mean it's not FAO Schwartz Resurgence deck?
No, you. What you actually do is you activate the toy tank to special summon, and you special summon a Mogi, and then you activate Mogi, you reveal a worm in hand, and you're off to the races.
I'm just waiting for the tier deck that just has like 4 continuous spells up. It's like, yeah, no, I've got the gold sarcophagus, I got toy tank, and I got scream. We're just sitting here on all 3 of our engines. Horrifying
one of
stuff.
Those cards is much different than
one
the
of
other.
Those cards is not
I
like
got
the
Scream, my toy tank, and my sarcophagus.
And use Toy Soldier to summon Incredible Ecclesia.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So I guess we'll move on to the next one. So I'll take this. So this is probably, well, I don't know if it's the worst card of the bunch. This card is Ebon Sun. It's a continuous spell. Get lost in the darkest desert with Ebon Sun. Continuous spell, you can only use each of the 3 effects hard once per turn. If a face-up monster or monsters you control is destroyed by battle or card effect, you can gain life points equal to their total original attack. Love time cards. 2, if a monster or monsters is special summoned face-up from your graveyard, you can target one of them, it gains 1,000 attack. And then 3, if a spell or trap, or spells or traps, is sent from your hand to your graveyard, you can target one of them, add it to your hand. It recycles spell traps, I guess, but it seems kind of mid. I don't think this does anything.
I think kind of mid. This is bad. This is pack filler.
Yeah.
Welcome everybody to future pack filler.
Seems like it's not great.
It's not, because it's not.
I don't know. You got anything we can do with this one?
Yep, we can go on to the next one. And by the way, you would have seen them all. This dude.
Free droplets end.
Well, give me a minute. Give me a minute. I'll think of something.
Let him cook.
Okay.
This guy.
I'll take. I give up for 200, please, Alex.
Yeah. All right. I've got the next one. Red Lotus King Flame Crime, level 3 Fire Fiend Effect Monster, 1700 attack, 300 defense. You can only use the first, second, and third effect of this card's name each once per turn. 1. During the main phase, if you control a fiend tuner or your opponent controls a special summoned monster, quick effect, you can special summon this card from your hand. 2, if this card is special summoned, inflict 400 damage to your opponent for each fire monster you control with different names. 3, if this card is sent to the graveyard as synchro material, you can send one normal trap from your deck to the graveyard. Okay, cool. It's just like retro Burning Abyss support.
This card is nuts. So this is...
I mean, yeah, it's crazy.
So for those who don't know, this is a Jack Atlas card. This is meant to go with the Resonator structure deck that we just got. So this does a few things. Obviously, as a free like extender, non-tuner extender for that matter, it's really, really strong. And the fact that you can also just like Cyber Dragon it out if your opponent has a monster is good. Obviously, this card is a time card, which is nice, being able to have that in engine. And notably, it's a time card that you can activate on your opponent's turn, so you might be able to burn them out and force them to change their game plan if necessary. The important thing is actually that this card Foolish is a trap card. In the Resonator deck, what you want to send with this is a card called Red Rain. And if you don't know what Red Rain does, it's genuinely terrifying. So, Red Rain is, if you control a level 8 or higher synchro monster, banish all monsters on the field except the monster with the highest level. Also, the remaining face-up monsters on the field are unaffected by other card effects except their own until the end of the turn. And the other effect is, if a Dark Dragon Synchro monster is Synchro summoned to your field while this card is in your graveyard, you can add this card to your hand. So what this does is it finally makes Red Rain searchable in an easy way. You special summon this, you Synchro with it, you summon one of your Synchro monsters, you send the Red Rain to the graveyard, you perform any other Synchro summon into a Dark Dragon, and you get back Red Rain, which is a board wipe that also turns your big Synchro into a Towers. So this card is horrifying, but the Resonator deck as like a not just like an engine tool is not amazing. So I don't know how much of an impact it will be have, but this does give the deck like a legit difficult to deal with win con in the form of a normal trap card that's searchable.
One thing that's interesting about this is like, So I'm gonna do the Sunny thing. So Dragons actually has a
so you can summon Dragons Dark Dragons. No way.
It has a variant running around right now. That plays, yes. I don't know if you guys saw this, but it's like Bestial Resonator, and they play only like a handful of Resonator cards. But the idea is that you use the Resonators for like discard fodder, and they can, I think they can summon themselves. But anyway, you can just like search through a bunch of the Resonators, and you're supposed to combo them with like the Bestials to make like eights really easily or tens really easily. So this gives that deck a time card, which is really, really cool. So you don't have to play Scarlet, and that might free up your extra deck. The other thing that is cool with this that I don't know exactly how this, is gonna break the game, but this card can dump Transaction Rollback.
Yes, this dumps it.
Which
any normal
can card. Then copy anything else. So maybe we'll see some really goofy FTKs in the future, where it's like one of those like not really an FTK but kind of an FTK, where like instead of going for Nightmare Griffin and, you know, setting whatever trap you want from deck, maybe you use this and dump Transaction Rollback plus, you know, some trap of your choice and use it to do something really goofy.
Oh god.
There's a lot of traps that you can do goofy things with, including Time Seal.
Oh yeah, true. Time Seal.
We're changing the term.
Is that card still banned?
Nope. It's legal.
They unbanned it. When they unbanned Yada.
It's legal. I don't believe it's at three.
It's at one though. Yada's only at three, it's at one.
They haven't brought it to three.
It's at
yet.
One because of Labyrinth.
Time Seal is at one.
Because of Labyrinth.
Okay, but what are they gonna do with Time Seal?
Nobody. Keep your draw phase.
Horrible.
There are better cards, probably, but drop off. That's pretty crazy.
All right, the I guess to cap off the episode, we have two more fish cards. So these are these are generic kind of fish support cards. One of them is good, and the other one is bad. But the good one is worth considering. So I'll read the good one because it makes me happy. The
wait, you read the last card.
Oh no, you're right. Okay, who wants to
read a good one?
Okay,
I want to read a good one.
You wanna read a good spell card, Sonny?
Yeah, why did I get to read the good spell card?
Oh, that's true. Trish, why don't you read the good spell card?
Wait, no, I read the last card. Trish, is it?
Yeah. Trish, you get the.
No, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Take the. I sent it in chat if you want to get the spell card.
Thank you. I appreciate you filling me in because I was so lost after the toy cards. I'm like, wait, where are we reading these cards from?
I got you. They're different links for some reason. I couldn't tell you why.
Yeah, we're on the fish card.
Yeah, so it's White Circle Reef, which really cool art, by the way. You can only use its first and second effect once per turn. The first effect is that you can target a fish monster you control, destroy that fish monster, and if you do, add one monster with the same name from your deck to your hand, or if you controlled a fish synchro monster when you activate this card, you can special summon it instead. And then the second effect is that you can banish it from the grave, target two fish in the graveyard with the same name, place one at the bottom of the deck, and if you do, special the other.
So,
wow.
This card is really sick. I think some of the fish people, I know in the Goaty Discord, they were initially saying that this card was bad.
Fish people.
But I think this card's nuts. The fish people, yeah. I am one. Listen, there has been a fish combo deck that has been like very slowly coming together over the last like 3 years of random support, and we did get some new white aura cards in Phantom Nightmare that work with fish that have the same name. Notably, there are also a couple of good fish cards that can get value off of this when you destroy them. I think it's Nimble Manta, just lets you summon more Nimble Mantas from the deck. So that's a card that you can destroy. There's lots of cards that special summon themselves from the hand. This makes a card like White Mirror incredibly strong. And there's the White Tuna stuff. Coelacanth combo can use this. And the fact that this card is its extra value, right? Like, it can search you a fish extender off of a destroy and then special summon one from the deck. It sets up a lot of stuff in your graveyard. And also the fact that it's an extra monster reborn by banishing it. Just like a really, really sick extender. So I think it will take some time to lab this out, but I am up to the task. You will see me with fish combo very soon. I will be using Abyss Keeper to special summon ultimate rare Coelacanth, and I will rain havoc upon the Yu-Gi-Oh! World soon with my little tiny fish.
I'm very excited to see Coelacanth special summon Oystermeister
link
off into a bunch of things, and then you do it again. That was a good deck. I miss when we had three Firewall, because that was like my favorite meme deck back then. It was like, find a way into summoning Coelacanth. Mm-hmm. Flood the board with Oystermeister, summon three Firewalls, and just keep summoning Coelacanth.
You cannot stop the infinite dilution tokens.
Can you imagine if that was legal at the same time as Hulk?
Oh, God.
Trauma. Trauma, 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 trauma.
I mean, Hulk just is Firewall. Like, it's a...
Hold on, I don't think we would... I don't think I would say that. Hulk and Firewall are a little bit different.
No, I mean Hulk,
right, Hulk is way stronger.
Hulk gets into Firewall. Like, if you like, oh, yeah, nothing yeah, else. True, like, true. If you can make Hulk, you can make a Firewall.
Powerful Firewall pass.
No. They're very different cards. That's absolutely true. The last card sucks, but it is a little bit of lore. So there was a continuous spell card released a while back called the Whitefish Salvage. That has some application with destroying fish monsters and getting them back. So this card is now, seems like it's the evolution of them arguing. So this is White Arbitration.
White.
another white. One of the white cards. Armed Dragon level 10.
Somebody call King Scarlet.
White.
Oh no.
Continuous trap. You can only use each effect once per turn. 1. You can target a fish monster you control. It is treated as a tuner. Cool. 2. When an opponent's monster declares an attack, you can discard a fish monster and change all monsters your opponent controls to defense position. Hilarious. 3.
Let's go.
If your fish monster or monsters is destroyed by battle or sent to the graveyard, you can send this face-up card from your spell trap zone to the graveyard. Special summon a fish monster from your graveyard.
This card would be so sick in Edison format.
Yeah. If this is a continuous spell, I think it could be good. But as a continuous trap, actually, it's a little too slow. Because, like, turn anything into a tuner, also it's reborn, and, like, random protection is not bad. But being a continuous trap, I think, just makes this unplayable.
This would be one of the all-time cards in Edison format. This would make fish OTK, like, a viable deck.
God, that seems like an experiment that we need to do. I need to pitch that to E3. Just be like, hey, you take like a card that's like mediocre to bad in the modern day, put it in Edison format and see if it does anything. That seems like an interesting idea.
Well, if this is the card you choose, this card single-handedly makes fish OTK almost playable.
Yeah, put,
It only took 15 years. But they finally got a card that makes it almost playable in Edison format.
Let's go.
Game.
What if
and then they still lose to Bayou.
Yeah. What if you put...
And they all lose to this.
To what?
Amaryllis. I've been Omega-pilled. Flame Caitlin.
On that note, I think it's time to read our patron names.
Yeah, it probably is.
Oh, I'm so not ready for this.
Hold on, wait, let me...
I'm so not ready.
Make sure that I have that I can see you very well and see chat when I do that.
Not like this. Don't do this.
I'm not ready. I legitimately haven't looked at it in like 4 days. So I'm also...
Oh, it's not that many new ones, but the ones that have changed are
okay.
Something. All right. So a huge thank you to all of our patrons. Always second, Curry carrying these nuts all over your field, Zyphorus, Appaloosa, Bow of the Floodgate Tussy, Big Stinky, Ding Dongs, Hostess of the Yang Zing, HGH Cyber, John Leal, Mike T is one thick bit. Let me see that Trishussy.
That's the... For those who don't know, that's
extra for that. That's the secret Patreon tier.
That's a SEMO bit. That's a
yeah. Mountain Man, oh, man, Oatmeal Spaghetti, Owen Alvarado, Pistol Plays Pendulum, Silver Hope, Sukon D, He's Nuts, Understanding and Reading are Two Different Things, Virtually Savers World, Vsauce Star Frosting D's Nuts, Wind Up Carrier, Zinfandel Meity, Aaron Gardner, Alexander Chan, Asami, Ashless Chaps, Atsuyo, Simp of the Silver Castle, Blackwing, Silver One the Ascendant is the best Floodgate, Blue Eyes is best, Copium, Box Wine, Chubby Ninja, Come On and Get Your Game On, Common Caleb W, Dragon Maidenless Behavior, I'm About to Rika, Glamour, Tribute for Cross These Plant Nuts in Your Mouth, Level 4 Fire Warrior Gaming, Little Stinky, Lama Yama, Cam Sarama, Maxi Pack, Old Man Red, Pinko 143, and Wanted, Seeker of Your Mom, Sinful Spoils. Thank you all so much for your continuous support of the podcast and your continuous torture of Trish. So if you are interested in getting me to say something stupid on the podcast within reason, you can find our Patreon in the description down below, as tiers as little as $1 a month or $5 a month if you want an extra episode every week. And of course, until next time, have a great week, everybody.
I can't let you go just yet.
And remember, the $10 tier is the Trish Ussy tier.
And there's no episode on Friday because of the Thanksgiving holidays. We're not doing an episode on Friday, so be aware of that.
Cool. You go, Trish, and then I'll do my card pun.
Oh, okay. Well, that's also just my birthday too. So
your birthday is this Friday?
No, it's on Tuesday. Oh, it's like right after Thanksgiving.
It's on Tuesday. That's Tuesday after today. Thanksgiving.
No, after Thanksgiving. Next Tuesday.
Oh, next Tuesday. Oh,
yeah, yeah. So like 1 week from now.
Today. Yeah. Yeah. From recording. Yeah. Okay.
Happy.
So everybody, wish Trisha a happy birthday, and we'll have to be sure to actually record on the proper day.
So
we don't interrupt that.
So I have a question for y'all before we go. So this what exactly would you call like a group of very, very small people who were causing trouble?
We're not allowed to say that anymore. It's not PC.
You know, you could say they were getting up to some rapscallion. There might be gnomes, maybe. And they might be up to some trouble.
YouTubers.
It would be... Oh, my God. Some, yeah. No, they'd be causing some mischief. It would be mischief of the gnomes.
All right.
Good. This was not a very good one. It was not good.
It was. That was bad.
Okay. You could actually play this card. Okay. I'll stop recording.
You can have a good one.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.